a song from Vina Virago's Music for Porn Films, which is music I made for porn films. I directed, put this together like 10 or more years ago when I was directing pornos between 2006 and 8, something like that. So when there wasn't enough music for the films, I would just make it myself. I would like to make music again soon, but I'm pretty busy with other stuff. So I thought tonight I would read a little bit, go back to my Death Drive memoir. I haven't actually looked at it again since the last time I did the show last month. And one day I'm going to go through the whole thing. I wrote this on a combination of yellow pads and on an old Apple laptop and on, gosh, what was that called? It wasn't like a Mac 2, Mac Plus, I don't know what it was called. But it was like an upright with the hard drive right underneath and with a little screen. And my friend at the time, Andy, loaned that to me. So at this point, I'm trying to get comfortable in the chair and figure out how to read because I've got it in a binder. Because I do have it on the computer. I should put it up on my server, but I have not yet. Well, I don't want anyone to visit it yet. So one day I hope to publish this, and I will. It's been 20 years, so maybe it's time. It's like vintage. So I'm here with Juki in the studio, and Juki's my little poodle, miniature poodle, and he really likes to run around, but instead I have him here in the booth with me. So kchungradio.org, margie.la. So this is like halfway through or three quarters of the way through, and I don't know where I'm picking up, but where am I? I am not in a good mood tonight. I am full of a kind of venom, mostly due to the lack of fresh vegetables in my diet. I know better. I'm in way big financial trouble. My gas was supposed to be turned off 1 week ago. And it's still on, which is great. At least I can cook the last of the shitty survival food that I happen to have hanging around the house. I don't feel right. The bunny keeps eating crayons, and some crackhead on the street in front of my house offered me a cocker spaniel that belonged to his girlfriend he is fighting with. I am exhausted, and instead of going to bed, I clean the house. Some friends from school dropped by at 1 a.m., and I gave them a little performance art rant about the pain of having to get a job and clean my own house when I'd rather be making paintings. I gave my friends some phone numbers of some film people I knew who could help them with their careers and lifestyles. Tomorrow, I will buy some baby greens and a steak in order to feel more bourgeois human. I will begin to work full-time at my stupid porno office job next week, and I will truly become the cog in the wheel that I can only loathe. This is my life. I will die mundane and learn to love the simple pleasures of daily tasks that I know and love so well and only have contempt for. I am having a yard sale on Saturday. I have my period and don't want to fuck high-risk partners anyway. My friend WH has me all paranoid about fucking a porn star, porn stars. So, I'm having my first HIV test in 2 years tomorrow. As many as I've had, I still hate those fucking tests. They cause me a kind of anxiety I still, many years later, cannot shake. I'm going to take a bath and go to bed. Tuesday. What a relief. The test was negative, of course. Oh, then I have a little note in here. Put the three-way here. Or some sex thing. I had this three-way, and I don't know if I wrote about it or didn't write about it, or maybe I wrote about it somewhere else, or maybe I just wrote about it on the yellow pad, and maybe it's faded by now. This is a note I'm just adding into this. This is not in the journal. This is just in the journal. It says, "Red, maybe put the three-way here, or some sex thing." Well, you know, I didn't want to write about sex, you know what I'm saying, which is probably why I didn't put it in there, because, like, what would I have written about that? I'm going to pretend to write it now, like, oh, and you have a three-way, whoever the guy comes in, does that mean that if he comes in you, that that you're his girlfriend and the other one's just like the third wheel or something? I'm not talking about like a polyamorous relationship. I'm just talking about a three-way. Or what does it mean? What does it mean? Did the woman, I think she faked her orgasm when I was eating her pussy, but maybe she wasn't. Maybe I was a good pussy eater. I don't know. But I did it. When I say come and me, we use condoms. Of course we use condoms. I mean, we're all grown-ups. It's not like today with these fucking millennials. None of them want to use condoms. None of them at all. Also, some of the older guys, a little bit older than millennials, they don't want to use condoms either. But, like, maybe they just haven't been as slutty as I have, and I don't even feel so slutty right now. But or maybe they don't care when they get an STD. So, look, I thought I was reading the journal, but I was not reading the journal. I was thinking about this kid from the Valley, or he lived in the Valley. He wasn't from the Valley. He was from the Midwest somewhere. And I should know better. I do not date people from the Midwest. It's really probably not so good to me. For me. He had, look, I've abandoned the journal. I'm talking about recent past. He had the past couple years. He grew up in a religious cult. And on his back, he had this brand. And the brand was, you know those wall heaters they have here in California? Maybe they have them in the Midwest, too. I don't know. But it's like where the heater's in the wall, not like that it blows heat out. It's like it's got a grill on it that's really hot. So if you fall against it, or maybe it was on the floor. Anyway, he was masturbating, and he fell on this grill, which looked like it was on the wall, or maybe it was on the floor. But anyway, he had a brand on his back, and also on, on Twitter, on Tinder, he had a picture of it, too. I think that was the second time in. Anyway, he only had sex two other times in his life, and I was number three. And, you know, he probably did, like, a lot of foreplay stuff because he was good at that stuff. Like, it was very generous and giving pleasure and all those nice things. So I thought he was a nice guy. Since he hadn't had a lot of sex, I'm like, oh, well, that's okay. Maybe if I was going to fuck the next one without a condom, it would be him. Boy, am I glad I did not, because, like, a week, I think we fucked a couple times in a week, something like that. I think it was more than once. I don't know. He called me. Oh, I have something to tell you. First of all, when someone under 50 calls you, you know it's bad. Or under 40. No, under 50. I don't know. Something. Under 50, let's say. Because, you know, everyone texts. Now, I'm over 50, but I don't like calling people, except for, like, my family and old friends. I don't really want to talk on the phone with a guy before I meet him. No. Especially before I meet him or when I don't know him so well. If I know someone, I would talk on the phone, I guess. I don't know. I'm not so sure. I'd rather talk to family and friends and text everyone else. So, so he called me. I was driving on Broadway. Actually, I was driving right around the K-Chung studio, coincidentally, on my way to meet Mistress Tara Indiana and one of her slaves, because we were working on some kind of campaign for dominatrixes against Donald. I don't know what we were making, a press release for a party or some images. I don't know what we were doing. But I had to cut it short because I had to go to the gay and lesbian center to get a test, because this jackass kid called me and told me he had chlamydia. And, you know, because he fucked some woman like the week before without a condom. I'm like, what are you, a jerk? Like, why do that? You know, he's like, oh, I thought she was okay. Here's the thing. All these guys, this is my theory about this. First of all, I have to say, like, I hate condoms, too. Like, who fucking likes condoms? Like, who wants this stinky latex thing? You know, nobody likes condoms. But there was one guy, actually another guy I dated, whose mother was a nurse, and I liked him. He worked in the film industry. He was, even though he wanted me to say some things during sex I really didn't want to say, so it wasn't so good for me. You know, like, I don't mind talking dirty, but, you know, there are some things I really don't want to say. I don't like to use derogatory language. It's just not something I really feel comfortable with. So, but other than that, I mean, he's totally cool. I like him, and I still see him on Tinder, and then we message, you know. He's a nice guy. But he said to me that when he was in high school, his mother showed him, like, a picture of his mother was a nurse, And she showed him, like, a cock with some kind of STD or whatever, like, pus coming out of it. I mean, I don't know. I've never seen in person, like, a dick with, like, pus coming out of it. Sort of oozing. And there's something, whatever his mother showed him, he said there's no way he was going to let that happen to him. And he put the condom on. So, anyway. Oh, so this other guy. Yeah. So then he called me. Oh, he has chlamydia. So I had to go to the Gay and Lesbian Center because it was, you know, it's free there to get your test in Hollywood on Schrader. So I went, but it was the day that someone had hacked, like, medical records in the UK of some clinic. So they shut the clinic down because they said, we just want to make sure that no one's privacy is compromised. So I was like, oh, dude. So then I went back. I guess that was, like, a Friday. I went back on Monday, got my test, but the you can do, like, HIV rapid test, right? But the chlamydia test takes a few days, so the doctor wanted to give me, like, a dose of the drug just, you know, so if I had it, it would stop it. And, you know, I took the drug. It's like a super penicillin type of thing. It's like a super antibiotic. And, you know, it really knocked me on my ass. I felt really tired, and I felt weird because it was, like, a strong drug. And then it turns out I didn't have chlamydia. But so I was mad that I had to take that drug. So I didn't see that guy for a while. And then I went to see him again. I saw him again when I went back on Tinder after I hadn't been on Tinder. And I was like, well, it's okay. Like, we just kind of drifted apart after that. Like, I don't want to sleep with someone. Anyway, it just made me so mad. So then I saw him again, and I don't know. I must have been off. I don't know why I would have been off Tinder. Who knows what I was doing? Maybe just had a little stable of, you know, once I get a little stable going, then I don't need to, like, keep going on Tinder if I have them in my phone and I like them. So, yeah, and I saw him again, and I got mad at him again because he was like, he didn't want to fuck with the condom. I said, I asked him if he learned his lesson, right? Firstly, when I saw him, he's like, how was your day? I was like, oh, I found out that my boyfriend was dead. My boyfriend, who I thought was just missing, I found out today he was dead. But I don't know when he died, why, like, what the circumstances are. He was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. And then, you know, that was it. I don't even know if he said I'm sorry. So, so we're, like, fucking or whatever. He loses his erection. It's not because he doesn't find me attractive. He's fucked me before. He's had no problem before. I think he finds me attractive, you know. There was chemistry, you know. And then maybe he hadn't eaten. I don't know what it was. So I don't know what we did. But then he's like, let's watch this TV show. Like, I went in to do something in the other room. And I came back, and he had on this Netflix show with all these, like, I know, before that. I'm backing up. Well, okay, he has this Netflix show with, like, he's like, this show is really good. And it was some bullshit show, but with all these, like, blonde Midwestern looking, like, farm girls. And I was like, dude, you might as well be watching porn. Like, if you're not interested in me, well, you know, this isn't cool with me. One, this show is dumb. I don't want to watch this show. And you're watching it because he was jerking off. And, like, you're masturbating to these girls. And it's like, you know, I don't find that cool on a date, you know? And then he was like, oh, well, you know, it's a condom thing. I was like, you told me you learned your lesson. Well, obviously he did not. He was still a jerk. It's like, dude, my rule is, you know, I fuck you with a condom, and if I don't fuck you with a condom, I've made a new rule. That's my business. That's what I'm going to do. Like, you have your test, or you tell me you have your test, or I have my test, or we both decide it doesn't matter, whatever, whether it's responsible or irresponsible. I'm not going to just fuck some dude who fucks all kinds of skanks without condoms. And, I mean, if I was a guy and there was pus coming out of my dick or whatever chlamydia does, I wouldn't want to go around fucking different women without condoms. See, the thing is this, is that the guys think that if they made the choice to be with that woman, that the woman's clean. Well, duh, most guys will fuck anything. And you know what? I will say this about me. I'll go on a date. I'll pretty much fuck anything, too, as long as someone doesn't, you know, seem like they're a serial killer or, like, super manipulative or misogynist. I mean, you know, there's ways I weed out most of that, but in the beginning I wasn't so good at it, you know. But I got better as I got dating. So whatever I'm saying in here, I was talking about this three-way I wanted to write about. That guy was a jerk, and then I ended up making him cry, and anyway. And then he was crying so hard, because I said, you know, that stupid, fucked up Christian cult you're in, look at what it did to you. You can't even have sex, like, you just, like, what's wrong with you? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, he was a virgin till he was, like, 35 or something, or 32 or 31 or 29 or some shit like that. So, anyway, so here comes Jerome's coming in. So I got only got a few more minutes. So I got to go. So I got all distracted talking about Das. There's DJ, I don't know what his DJ name is. I wonder if he brought his little dog, his Hump-O-Matic. Where's the little dog, Hump-O-Matic? Hump-O-Matic isn't here. Okay, so this is, I was writing something here. Oh, this is it. We're going back to 1999. Oh, you can let him out. He just, I don't want him to run outside to the restaurant, you know? So I want money. I want things. I never remembered a point in my life where I actually wanted more money than was necessary for basic survival. I wanted experience. I wanted to learn who I was. I wanted freedom from things. I wanted to learn to have success without ego. I wanted to learn detachment. I believe the only way to achieve freedom is through detachment, and that the only way to know love is to renounce fear. I hope to get there. I no longer suffer from a kind of paranoid anxiety. I believe in the generosity of the universe. My God, am I really a hippie? That was page 189. I wrote this stuff in 1999. So the part I was going to get to today, but I didn't because I started talking about, what was I talking about? Chlamydia or something, or condoms or some bullshit. So I was wanting to talk about the time that I was shot at. In an armed robbery when I pawned my engagement ring from an engagement that I didn't follow through with. I kind of did a little bit with my art school Taco Bell wedding. That's a whole other story. When I got married in the Taco Bell drive-through, that didn't last very long, and it did not go very well in the end. But I had the ring, and I pawned it, and it was like a family heirloom that belonged to this guy, another Midwesterner, and I pawned it. And when I went to get it back, it was in Beverly Hills because I thought, oh, Silver Lake is dangerous. I won't pawn it here. I got shot at. Let's see. I have been involved in an armed robbery. It was only 12 inches away from being shot at close range with a .45 caliber automatic pistol. Yeah. This is in here. I had something about. I had to do a police report about it. So I'm changing. I'm turning pages. So yeah. So I after my near-death experience, I got a little freaked out about going out of the house, so I stayed in and finished writing my porn movie. Actually, after I got shot at, oops, I hit the mic. I'm sorry, I'm hitting the mic there. Was freaked out about getting shot at. What happened was the porn star, I told him I got shot at, and he took me to the movies. Wasn't that sweet? We went to the movies, and I don't remember what we saw, but we went to the movies in Hollywood. He took me to the movies. He was a really good friend. And, you know, then he probably fucked me. Yes, right? Isn't that what happens next on a date? Okay, Margie.la, I'm going to let Jerome get set up in here and visit my site to listen to my archives, Margie, that's Margie.la. This is kchungradio.org, Margie.la. Oh, it's only 7:46. I'm still going to, like, set this up to go out, and we're listening to Vina Barago's music for porn films. Let's see what this song is. It's 203-April 22-2. Let's see what this one is. I got nothing coming through. Why isn't there music coming through line 2?